During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he was a skeptic, but then he spent the night at his friend's house, and he wasn't a skeptic after that night.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, if you have a real ghost story, how about sharing it with us? We would appreciate it, and we would share it with everybody else. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. So if you prefer an ad-free version of the show, you can get that. You'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, it's going good, Carol Hughes. So we're talking about skeptical people today.
You know, All I think to change a skeptic is one good paranormal encounter.
Well, exactly. That just, they're skeptics. They just haven't had the experience.
Yeah.
That's all it, that amounts to. And, you know, we all know people like that, like, oh, no, I don't believe that, you know, I, whatever. But one, you just, it just hits you one time. And then, boy, howdy, it's a whole different story. My ex-husband did that. He would be like, no, no. And then something happened. And, you know, he was the first one out the door.
I can't tell you how many people over the years, because I've been doing this show. This is really weird, but I've been hosting and co-hosting on this show for 5 years now, almost exactly. And so over the years, I can't tell you how many people have said, yeah, I don't really believe in that stuff. But this one time, and then they'll tell me a paranormal story. And I'm like, okay, well, that's paranormal. Are you going to debunk that for me or what? Like, you're still a skeptic and that happened to you?
Yeah,
I always find that so strange. It's like, yeah, I'm a skeptic, except that one thing, you know, that one time.
Now that was creepy.
I experienced a wee little bit of demonic possession, but after that, I was fine. Just a touch. I only went off the ground like 6 inches, but it was just a little bit.
Yeah, no big deal there.
So let's see what this story is about.
Okay, let's do it.
My name's CJ from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Currently sitting here watching the Conjuring 2, which is kind of sparked, you know, real-life ghost stories. I listen to you guys all the time. And I just recently listened to a podcast today, and it's a big topic that I hear you bring up all the time, Tony, about teleportation and how, you know, items just end up in one room for the next. Like, how do they do it? And this guy was saying today that from what he was seeing, it was like it was moving so fast that his eyes could barely, you know, keep up with it. So, you know, my theory of all of it is a type of teleportation or time travel. Like, if I'm upstairs and I left my coffee cup in the living or my bedroom upstairs, and then the time it takes me from walk to that bedroom to downstairs to my, like, my lounge room and that coffee cup's there. If the spirit is moving so quickly, if it takes me, you know, 10 seconds to get down the stairs, it takes that spirit too. That that is, you know, it's moving so fast and it's a type of teleportation or time travel. So I just wanted to give you, you know, your credence and your due diligence on that, because, like, you are onto something there. It is a form of time travel.
Okay, let's stop right there, because that's a whole different topic. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that? Because, for example, I have reading glasses that I can't find anywhere. I had mm-hmm. them in here one day in my little studio, and the next day I went to get them. And my eyes aren't really, really bad, so I can read without them. I can't find them anywhere. Where'd they go? I live by myself. Where'd the glasses go? And you and I have talked about that for years. Like, how does one thing start in one place? Like, I know I put it there, and it ended up in the kitchen, like from upstairs to the kitchen, like that guy's talking about.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we recently had someone who had an experience where she was searching for her keys.
Right.
And she was trying to get out of the house and looked and looked and looked and looked and couldn't find it. And then, you know, was in tears. But then there they were, like in the middle of the floor.
Where she had looked 20 times. And she mm-hmm. said they were freezing cold.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
And so I think that there are some. Now, I'm going to be honest, you guys. I've been known to be a complete ditz, where I will put the Frosted Flakes in the refrigerator
right.
or some dumb thing. You know, I go and I'm like, I didn't actually leave the keys in the door, did I? Yes, I did.
Which it kind of cracks me up, the idea of you even eating Frosted Flakes. No, but go ahead.
I actually do not eat Frosted Flakes. But they are delicious, I will tell you. But they're full of sugar, so I don't. But anyway, there are things. And it was like recently my son said that he had the little stuff that they give the dog, the DV, what do they call
it? CBD oil.
Yeah, okay. And they couldn't find it anywhere. They all searched, finally ordered more, went to bed, next day get up, boom, they're right in the middle of the kitchen island is sitting that.
Where it should have been all along or somewhere near
and
there.
You couldn't have missed it. You know, they were searching, both of them, two people, not just one. So it does happen. And now that I find it interesting when he's talking about something beating you somewhere, like if
teleporting.
You know, how fast it could make it or do that. That's a kind of whole interesting discussion mm-hmm. about that whole time-space continuum.
And how,
thing.
Like if you were in the house, like say it really is some ghostly thing moving my glasses, wherever they are still, I haven't found them. What? How many places could they be?
I think that like 10 times a day, though.
Yeah.
I live by myself. Where could I have put this? And
so,
then, you know.
So say I find them in the garage. I don't know. How did they get to the garage? You know?
Right.
Like
right.
How did that woman's keys end up someplace where she had looked 20 times already? Now mm-hmm. they're there. How is? Are they floating across like on an episode of Bewitched?
Right.
I don't. That's. So that's interesting.
It is.
He brought up. Okay.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. It is interesting.
Let's continue on with this.
Okay.
So, I don't know. You let me know what you think about that, but this is my ghost story. So, it's the only one I have. About 3-4 years ago. Yeah, 24 now. No. Maybe 6 years ago now. I was hanging out with this friend of mine. He wasn't really a best friend. He was like a friend through a friend, but we ended up hanging out. And so, oh, you want to come crash up in my place? Well, hang on to my place. He lived about an hour out of the city. And his cousin was with us. So, you know, I was like, yeah, all right, cool. And his mom came and picked us up. So his mom was driving us out there. And the whole drive out there, he's saying, my house is haunted. My house is haunted. I'm like, get out of here. And his mom's like, no, like it's haunted. And I'm like, you really managed to get your mom in on this? Like, good job. Like, I'm a skeptic. Like, I wasn't believing any of it. So we get there. We pull up to the driveway. Did you see that? The blinds is open. Like, I honestly wasn't looking at all. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. So we go inside, right? And we're just chilling out. We smoked a little. And we had a few drinks. I think like 2 or 3 beers. Like we're only 17. We got whatever we could scrounge, right? And you know, everything's fine. He's telling me stories about like, oh, I had a buddy over here. He slept on the couch out there, and he has like a, you go down to the basement, and to his left, it's a big open like door. Like he has no door to his room. It's like a basement, and like the other side of the section is his room. And then on the outside, there's like a main area where you might have a TV or something. Well, it's just a couch, and there's a closet behind the couch. And apparently, the last person that had slept on my couch had, you know, an experience where somebody had a hand had come and touched them. And it's about, you know, 12 o'clock at night, and I notice his cousin comes up onto his bed. I mean, these are two growing ass men. I mean, we're 17, but like they're growing, and they're just, he cuddles up next to him, and they both just fall asleep, just spooning each other. It's just like, really? Like, okay. Like, I'm not going to be the one that goes sleeps on the couch if your cousin is so scary he's going to sleep with you. And they just, I was watching the movie, and I look over, and it's probably like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're just gone, knocked out, sleeping. And all of a sudden, I hear the cabinets upstairs in this guy's kitchen just slamming open and slamming open and slamming. Not just like one cabinet, but like all of them. And like, it just so sporadic, just open and close, boom, 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 boom. And like, it didn't stop. And I sat there and listened for maybe like 2 minutes. And I was like, okay, I think maybe after like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I don't even know how long it was, honestly. It stopped. And I was like, okay, I'm not going up there to check that out. I'm going to do the most reasonable thing a person in this scenario should do. I'm not as curious as some of your listeners. I shut my eyes and I forced myself to sleep with the TV on. The movie wasn't even playing. I just left the TV on. So he told me all these fucking freaky stories about this place. So like, as soon as I heard that, it was, there's no way I was going up there to investigate that. It wasn't happening. So anyway, I woke up the next morning and we go upstairs and I felt so sick when I woke up, like a weight, like the air was so heavy in that place. It did not feel good. I just felt ill. Like I laid in those couches and feel good. It's just like, it was just the whole atmosphere, the whole energy of the place just was bringing me down. And then he says, oh, let's just go outside. We'll hang out outside. As soon as I get outside for maybe more than 2 or 3 minutes, I felt perfect again. Like, I felt great. All my energy came back. I didn't feel sick anymore. But we were outside for a while, and his mom ended up driving me home. And I'm telling you, just that whole way home, it was like, I hadn't had any experiences since I left there. Nothing followed me, but like the energy was so thick and so strong that I did not feel right that whole day. It's so hard to explain. And just a side note on that story, when I was going up there, like I didn't believe the story that they were telling me, but his mom told me, she was upstairs talking on the phone to somebody about how I'm getting ready to move out of this place. And as she said, we're getting out of here, we're moving. Their TV that's up on a stand flew off into the middle of the room, cracked, you know, smashed the whole nine. Their host, when they told me that, that TV was sitting on the front porch, cracked and just down because they put it out there. It was broken now. So they put it out there. And, yeah, I don't know. Let me know what y'all think about it. If you put my story on your podcast, it'd be awesome. All right. But
okay, I think the weirdest part of that whole thing was at the very end where he's talking and it sounds like someone is screaming bloody murder behind him. Listen to that. Let me see if I can find that again. That was weird because I was like, he didn't even acknowledge that.
Our host, when they told me that, that TV was sitting on the front.
What was that? No!
I don't know.
Anyways, so that's interesting to me because he's going to, he's a teenager, going to spend the night at his buddy's house. They're saying haunted house. He's like, yeah, right, whatever. He doesn't believe in that. And then how do you explain that? You know, I guess he didn't go in the kitchen to hear what it was, but you also know when you're hearing something that is not right.
Yeah.
And it's not your house. It's not like you can, I would feel comfortable going, sounds like the kitchen doors are open and shutting very rapidly. I'm going to go investigate. It's not even your house. You wouldn't go investigate that.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't. But if it was my house, it would take everything I had to do. But I would, because I would definitely want to know what's going on.
Oh, you have to.
You know.
It's like one night when my attic fan went off in the middle of the night. I had to get up.
You were so brave.
Oh, thanks. But yeah. I did have to get up, and I don't think it was paranormal, and we talked about that in a recent episode, so we don't have to go through that whole thing. But, you know, if I was at someone else's house and that happened, that's when you kind of lay there, and you're like, do I mm-hmm. get up? Nobody's yeah. there sound asleep.
And I think he had no choice except for, because he was at somebody's house, just to try to, you know, ignore it, try to go to sleep, try to do whatever. But it does sound like it was a dark presence, doesn't it? Because
very much. He felt ill.
He felt ill. He didn't feel good. He was very stressed out kind of the whole time. And I think a lot of us know that feeling, don't you? Where you go into a mm-hmm. place and you think, oh, man, I really need to get out of here.
See, and that's where you think skeptics think that we are full of shit. Because they're like, oh, they feel something. I don't know how to describe it, but mm-hmm. I will physically have a reaction sometimes when I go places. And usually it's my heart starts racing and I can't breathe quite right. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that happens to me. And
in Rome and that happened to us.
And I talked about that on this show before. Mm-hmm. And we were in this, and if you didn't hear that, we were in this, you would know exactly where we were.
It was a church.
It was a Bernini.
Yeah. Bernini had designed the church.
So
there.
In 1600-ish, mm-hmm.
That would be about, 1640 probably. Yeah.
So it's beautiful. And we see this one little area. It's like €2 and you can go to this other place. And we're like, hell yeah.
Well, and it was a shrine to somebody. And it kind of kept prepping us for this thing. Like, oh, if you go here and go up these stairs and go around this thing, there's this shrine to somebody, right? As some priest or something. And we were like, oh, well, of course, because that's the kind of people we are. We're going to do the whole thing.
€2 and the money goes to the church. We're down with that,
right? We're down with that.
And so we go up the stairs and they had like the original doors of the church. Like there was some really old stuff up there. Like before it was the church that was on that site before that church even.
Right. It took us into the original church back behind. And there was like a shrine. I think he was buried there, right?
Yeah.
The tomb was there. And you went before me. I was being slow.
It was funny because I walked in first and our friend Lynn was with us and your daughter, Kate. So there's four of us. So Lynn and I walked in and I just walk into the room and my heart starts racing and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And Lynn's like, what? And I'm like, do you feel that? And Lynn has had up to that point on that trip, though, she did have something happen. But up to that point in her life, she was always like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how you feel something's haunted. I don't get it.
And I wouldn't say Lynn was skeptical. I honestly think she believed we did feel something.
Agreed. And Lynn is very scientific, though. So her brain doesn't quite, you know, she's not like, she just doesn't normally have that experience.
Yeah, she's a data girl.
So we walk in there and then Kate walks in and Kate goes, whoa. And I was like, I know, I felt the same thing. So you're dilly-dallying.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm up to.
And you did the same thing. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, my gosh. And it was like I walked into a wall.
Yeah.
Like, I could not get close over to that tomb where he was buried at all. Like, I said, I can't even get there. Like, something is not letting me walk. I can't get over there.
It was the weirdest thing. All three of us had a very physical reaction to just walking in the room. And we could see into the room from outside. I'm like, oh, there's it's not just a reliquary. It's like the whole dead guy's in this shrine.
Right.
Thing.
It was a big shrine. It was a big really weird sarcophagus shrine, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like, I stepped in that room and it was like a wall.
Yeah.
It was so weird. And so I know what he means by like you walk in, you feel it. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, very, very strong, very, very powerful.
So I think
weirdly enough, you know, we had someone with us that didn't sense it at all. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
But in this guy's case, you know, he's a total skeptic thinking, yeah, what, haunted house, whatever. And then you hear that. And him saying it went on for 2-3 minutes, that's a really long time.
It is a really long time. Something like
that. Because 20 seconds would be a long time of that. Once again, people, when they say they're skeptics, and I said, because you've never had anything like that happen to you yet. Yeah. Because once you do, try to debunk it, do all those things, but you can't always debunk it. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially the mom, you know, the TV came off of the stand, fell feet away, and busted.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a good one.
It is a good one.
So if you like the show and you would like an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.